July the 22nd, 2013. Earthquakes shake Wellington. A number of earthquakes have shaken Wellington and the top of the South Island. The first big earthquake was 5.7 on the Richter scale, just after 9 a.m. on Friday morning. The center was near a small town, Seddon, in the South Island, about 50 kilometres across Cook Strait to Wellington. There were a number of small shakes after that, but last night, just after 5 p.m., a 6.5 earthquake, again centred in Seddon, shook parts of Wellington. It was 17 kilometres deep. Seddon has a population of 500 people. The town has some damage and many worried people. Wellington has a population of 400,000, although many more people commute into the city every weekday. Wellington also has some earthquake damage, mostly broken glass, and parts of the seawall fell into the harbour. A lot of this land was reclaimed land, and it is quite soft. The road and rail north are built on reclaimed land. Railways were closed this morning while lines, bridges, and tunnels were checked. Parts of the central city were also closed this morning until workers could be sure it was safe to come to work. Scientists say that these earthquakes could continue for some time, but they don't know if a bigger one is possible. Wellington is on a major fault line between the Australian and Pacific plates. Listen to March the 13th, 2011, to hear some earthquake facts, or type earthquake in the search box.